Hey, everybody, and welcome back to Chat with AP. I'm your host, Amanda Peerch, and fellow curious mind. This is where we kick back, engage with, and learn something new from remarkable people. So get comfy and let's see where today's chat takes us.
Next month that we met, I turned 15. So it was like
boom.
La quinceañera in Colombia.
Was he your date to
your
quince?
Yeah, he was. Oh my gosh.
Did you guys go to school together?
No.
How did you meet?
No. Well, he was living here. So his family lived in the same street that we lived. So we actually met a few years before that, and he felt very stuck up. So I didn't like him at all. So he came here to the United States, and then he went back that summer of 2007. So that's how we met. Welcome to Chat with AP. I am Nathalie Tavares. Then he came outside and then he asked me and even like touched my cheek, and because I wasn't feeling well that way. I was sick during like before coming outside, but I went outside because I always wanted to be
in the sunshine.
Yeah. So
he caressed your face.
Yeah.
And you felt
I was like
lightning.
What is this? Like I actually love.
That is so unique and rare to find your soulmate at such a young age and to be with them for such a long time. That's so special.
Yeah. So we stay in a long distance relationship for 6 years until, of course, we knew like we were gonna get married like since the beginning, but like we were just
waiting.
So we got married in Colombia, and then he just, you know, all the paperwork for me to come here because I didn't have like a visa or like nothing. So we got married, we waited, and then I came here.
She is a photographer, among many other things, branding specialist, social media strategist, and all-around powerhouse woman, Nathalie Tavares.
Thank you, Amanda. Thank you for having me. I'm from Colombia. I am a wife and a mom. And also, I created this business almost like 6 years ago out of the necessity, to be honest, because I am actually an esthetician and a nurse in Colombia. So my original plan was to be an esthetician here. Yeah, they didn't accept my credentials at all. So I will have like to start all over again. And I was like, okay, you know what? That's not really my passion. So photography has always been a hobby for me since I was 14. So I just decided, okay, why I don't just give it a chance. And then I just started taking pictures of everything and anything.
So you had to essentially take all of your schooling, the education that you invested, not only your time, but also money. In. But you decided to pivot and take a passion and turn that into your career.
After my pregnancy, I, like those first 3 to 4 weeks were tough. I experienced postpartum depression, which I now know that a lot of women do, but they don't express it. So I was honestly grateful to, and just to express that to my, all the feelings that I was experiencing to my husband, so he was aware of everything. So yeah, motherhood is amazing. It's just that hormones play a big, huge role in all of it. the lack of sleep, the new adjustment, because you have a new life who is depending on you, like 24/7. So it's like that's a huge and another level of responsibility, like you said. Mm-hmm. I'm just like, I noticed that when I try to do a lot of things, I get anxious. So what I did is I was honestly accepting. And I guess that was part of the process. The reason why I experienced postpartum depression, because I wasn't accepting my new life, which because the birth had its own complications. I was like, I wanted to go natural birth, but that ended up like in emergency C-section because he breached at the last 2 hours. So that creates a new, like another thing in your brain and the whole experience. So I just decided, and it took me a while to be honest, was to not expect a lot from me in this new season, or at least for a few months. And that's how I've been doing things. So I work 3 days a week, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. That's it. The other days I can just focus on my baby. If, let's say, if a client needs me any other day, yeah, of course I can make an exception. But I just try to not to put a lot of things, even though it seems on social media and other things that I'm doing a lot. Well, I am, but I'm not. I wouldn't say that I'm forcing myself, because when I reach that state, that's when I get super anxious. Mm. All the guilt or other things that honestly moms deal with, they just kick in and it's like a whole mess in my brain. I'm just trying to not to put a lot of things on my plate, because my plate is full right now with just a baby. And just do a few things, like a day. So if I need to work on my business, I just do 1 or 2 things for my business or on my business. Mm-hmm. And then that's it. Like, I just live guilt-free, because that's another part. Like, okay, you're not being productive because you're not doing anything. But, hey, I'm taking care of a whole human. So it's like, okay, I'm doing a lot, actually.
Yes.
So that's my key for balancing life.
You make it seem effortless. Now, I know that doesn't come without a good support system, and I hear you fondly speak of your husband. So talk about how your marriage dynamic, I'm truly curious, changes once you introduce an infant, and also both of you guys have careers.
This is something that I realized too. I honestly thought that parenthood was going to be 50-50. But there is a natural imbalance that we can just like change. We can, as much as feminism is out there, we cannot change that we women, our brains are, honestly, are built for, I don't know, to deal with more things than men.
Yeah.
And also, hey, they don't have boobs.
Right. He can't feed like the baby.
And if you are breastfeeding, which I am still doing, there is an imbalance. Mm-hmm. And I just needed to accept that. And I did. That's how we do it. We try to, let's say, like, maybe divided the task, the daily routine. So he covers what I... Because at the beginning, we were just trying to do everything together. So then we realized, oh my goodness, we don't have time for ourselves. Mm-hmm. Because you get lost.
Yeah.
You get lost really quick. Or at least we did. I don't know the experience with other parents, but we did. Mm-hmm. And we were like, okay, how do we connect again?
Again, yeah.
And also not connect the two of us as a couple, but individually. Like, we just need time for ourselves.
Yeah.
Even to have, like, dinner.
Yeah.
In peace, to be honest, which is a luxury nowadays. So we just decided, okay, you're going to cover 4 nights. I call it like the night routine, which mm-hmm. is like giving our baby a bath mm-hmm. and the I don't breastfeed him at night, but give him a bottle.
Pumped, yeah.
Yeah. So he's going to cover, my husband is going to cover 4 nights a week, and then I do the other three. Mm-hmm. That way we can, enjoy the nights, at least 1 or 2 hours at night for ourselves.
Yes.
Honestly, that changed everything. When we started doing that, we were like, I think we can do this. I think we're going to survive this and we're going to find ourselves again because you get lost. Mm.
You know, that's something, excuse me, I'm sure a lot of women can empathize, maybe losing themselves throughout parenthood or maybe throughout their career. When you invested so much time and money in your education for esthetician and for nursing, and then you came to the United States and you couldn't use it, you essentially had to turn away or forego everything that you put into that part of your life to begin something new. I'm at a point in time in my life just like that right now. I'm having a really hard time saying adios to all that hard work that I've done in order to step into the new. I know it's over here. But you very similarly had to do that. So I'm curious, through the process of you having to step away from your education and your career in Colombia and come here, I know it was out of necessity because you're building your family, but mentally and personally and physically and emotionally, how did you come through that and begin your new? Because when you first started, you didn't know that it was going to be so beautiful and flourish. That was that step of faith. And I'm there. Help me through it.
Attachment. That's, I feel that I'm not attached to a lot of things, but I'm attached to certain things which are important for me. But that part of, like, if that door closed, the opportunity to have or become an esthetician here closed, I was like, okay, I know this door is closing. And I know something greater is somewhere, and I'm just going to keep going. So not being attached to seasons or to stages of life or to a career or a person or a job or any of that, and just giving myself the opportunity to try it and do it, that's... I guess that's what worked for me.
I got to ask you more because I know you and I love you and I respect what you're saying so much. The attachment, I echo your sentiment. I'm very attached to this. You said detach from it. How can you detach from what you've invested so much in? I hear what you're saying. Mm-hmm. My ears hear it. My brain catches it. But being able to do it.
I'm just going to tell you what I did. I did it. I was like, okay, this didn't work. I need to find another option. So I didn't focus on what I lost. And instead, I just put all of my energy in something new, which I knew was going to be there. I didn't know it was going to be photography. Like, honestly, I was babysitting at that time. Like, so while I was building this business, I was babysitting too. So... I just focus on the new.
Okay.
On the new. That's it.
I said I don't focus on the loss. That's what I am very largely focusing on. Focus on the new. You know, there's an old saying. I don't know. It was probably just a meme. And it's like your windshield is bigger than your rear view mirror for a reason.
Yep.
But when you think about it's true.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Gosh. Thank you for sharing that with me. I hope that I can apply it. All right. So... this is the time where I get to ask you to leave our listeners with some words of wisdom or some parting thoughts. It can be something funny, can be your mantra, can be something deep, whatever you like.
I love it. Of course, I know these, like I heard these three words in Colombia from a pastor. I'm Catholic, by the way, but I heard it from a pastor and they just stick with me until today, and you're going to find these three words in the book. And these words are insist, persist, and never desist. Like, I live by those three words.
What was the last one? Insist, persist, and...
And never desist. So, of course, I have faced so many challenges doing this business, like growing the business. But, and I cry a lot. And I almost give up multiple times. But I don't know, I was like, I had that fire and those three words in there, like in my mind, that insist, persist, and never desist, that I know if I do that, I knew that I was going to be able to find the light.
Yes.
At some point. Mm-hmm. And I found it. And I keep going. Even actually this year, but I'm pretty sure it's because of the new season that I'm living, that I'm in, mm-hmm. is that I was like having those thoughts that am I enough? Like, am I a good business owner? Should I continue doing this or just focus on like on my baby? But I was like, I'm going to be better first for myself, but also for my baby and my family if I just pursue what I love. Mm-hmm. And I know that this is going to be a testament for him to grow and follow his goals and dreams and to have them, first of all. So,
and to see an example.
Yeah, that's
right. Of your hard work.
My hard work and also my husband.
When you invested so much time and money in your education for esthetician and for nursing, and then you came to the United States and you couldn't use it, you essentially had to turn away or forego everything that you put into that part of your life to begin something new. I'm at a point in time in my life just like that right now. I'm having a really hard time saying adios to all that hard work that I've done in order to step into the new. I know it's over here. But you very similarly had to do that. So I'm curious, through the process of you having to step away from your education and your career in Colombia and come here, I know it was out of necessity because you're building your family, but mentally and personally and physically and emotionally, how did you come through that and begin your new? Because when you first started, you didn't know that it was going to be so beautiful and flourish. That was that step of faith. And I'm there. Help me through it.
Attachment. That's, I feel that I'm not attached to a lot of things, but I'm attached to certain things which are important for me. But that part of, like, if that door closed, the just the opportunity to have or become an esthetician here closed, I was okay, I know this door is closing. And I know something greater is somewhere, and I'm just gonna keep going. So not being attached to seasons or to stages of life or to a career or a person or a job or any of that. I'm just giving myself the opportunity to try it and do it. I guess that's what worked for me.
I got to ask you more because I know you and I love you and I respect what you're saying so much. The attachment, I echo your sentiment. I'm very attached to this. You said detach from it. How can you detach from what you've invested so much in? I hear what you're saying. Mm-hmm. My ears hear it. My brain catches it. But being able to do it.
I'm just going to tell you what I did. I did it. I was like, okay, this didn't work. I need to find another option. So I didn't focus on what I lost. And instead, I just put all of my energy in something new, which I knew was going to be there. I didn't know it was going to be photography. Like, honestly, I was babysitting at that time. Like, so while I was building this business, I was babysitting too. So, I just focus on the new.
Okay.
on the new. That's it.
I said I don't focus on the loss. That's what I am very largely focusing on. Focus on the new. You know, there's an old saying, I don't know, it was probably just a meme, and it's like your windshield is bigger than your rear view mirror for a reason.
Yep.
But when you think about it, it's so true.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Gosh. Thank you for sharing that with me. I hope that I can apply it. All right. So this is the time where I get to ask you to leave our listeners with some words of wisdom or some parting thoughts. It can be something funny. It can be your mantra. It can be something deep. Whatever you like.
I love it. Of course, I know these, like I heard these three words in Colombia from a pastor. I'm Catholic, by the way, but I heard it from a pastor and they just stick with me until today. And you're going to find these three words in the book. And these words are insist, persist, and never desist. Like, I live by those three words.
What was the last one? Insist, persist, and...
And never desist. So, of course, I have faced so many challenges doing this business, like growing the business. But, and I cry a lot. And I almost give up multiple times. But, I don't know, I was like, I had that fire and those three words in there, like in my mind, that insist, persist, and never desist, that I know if I do that, I knew that I was going to be able to find the light.
Yes.
At some point. Mm-hmm. And I found it. And I keep going. Even actually this year, but I'm pretty sure it's because of the new season that I'm living, that I'm in, mm-hmm. is that I was like, having those thoughts that am I enough? Like, am I a good business owner? Should I continue doing this or just focus on like on my baby? But I was like, I'm gonna be better for myself, but also for my baby and my family if I just pursue what I love. Mm-hmm. And I know that this is going to be a testament for him to grow and follow his goals and dreams and to have them, first of all. So,
and to see an example.
Yep. That's
right. Of your hard work.
My hard work and also my husband.
And now you guys are here thriving and vibing. But speaking of thrive, we're actually in Thrive Broadcasting. So yes. Shout out. That's where we did our photo shoot today as well. Yes. Now I'm curious with self-care, and I don't mean that topically, like what type of moisturizer do you use? Although you have great skin, so I'll take that recommendation too. But as far as emotional, mental, and physical, I know that you and I are both Christians.
Yeah.
So I find comfort in spiritual food, and I'm sure you do too. As far as nourishing yourself otherwise, where do you fill up your cup?
To be honest, the first months of motherhood, I guess I was like in surviving mode in the daily tasks. So I even lost touch like with God. It took me like a few months to just like, okay, connect with him again. Because I was like, okay, I need him. Like, I just need him to fill up my cup every day. So what I do now is I have like I even put this in my planner, like fulfilling a time, mm-hmm. which is like time to work out, time to connect with God, to read. Well, I'm not reading his word. Mm-hmm. I am listening, mm-hmm. like a devotional, yeah. Every day. So that's how I do it. And just if I have a moment during the day, I just connect with him, like talk to him. At night, my husband and I, we both pray mm-hmm. or read the word. And that's how we stay connected. Yeah. That's the faith part, which is the most important one.
Very much so.
But then the mental health after the postpartum depression, I've always dealt with anxiety, like, but I was able to control it. control it. No, that's a strong word. Manage it. Mm-hmm. After giving birth, I couldn't do it. One thing that works for me wonders is cry.
Crying. Okay. A good cry.
I am a crier, so that works for me. If I just need to let everything out, I pray, talk with God, and if I need to cry, I cry. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't bottle up my emotions because they
come out in the wrong place.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Or the wrong way, too. So that's a form of
therapy.
Self-care.
Yeah, I love that.
And therapy, yeah.
If you could go back 10 years and tell yourself anything in the world 10 years ago, what would it be?
Dream big.
You didn't even hesitate.
Yeah.
Dream big. And how would that change where you are today? How do you think that would impact you differently?
Dreaming big has always been easy for me. But if I knew what I was capable of, like, younger, like, my dreams would have been, like, huge. So
just dream big.
Yeah.
And follow through.
Yeah.
Thank you for joining us on this episode of Chat with AP. If you find value in this messaging, please leave us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts. That helps others find us too. If you'd like to learn more about purpose-driven podcasting, connect with Amanda at amandapierch.com.